Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Now, the third tenet of emotional intelligence is really an important one, empathy. And we've heard a lot about it, especially, you know, since the pandemic. And when you think about it, it's the ability to understand others' emotional makeup and attributes, skill, or with people according to their emotional makeup, meaning, you know, we subscribe to be around people like us. Someone who's very volatile versus very calm, they're going to have a tough time working through things. But it's the ability to understand others' makeup and attributes. I want to share with you a very quick exercise we did at a client site. And we asked everybody in the meeting, one half of the meeting, I should say, participants, to not offer opinions or suggestions and to not offer judgments, but to dive in empathetically to what other people were going through. And remember, this guy, Ken, called me later and he said, it was amazing. He said, you know what I found is I found myself resisting to judge or have an opinion. He said, that was hard. He said, but you know what was more amazing? When I dove in and asked people, well, how does that impact you? What does that do for you? And he said, I heard people say, it's devastating. This is overwhelming. I'm not sleeping. He said, I never once knew the impact of the work we were doing was having that dramatic of effect on people. We just tend to focus on the issues. And if we don't get our way, we kind of like pound our feet and stomp our, you know, hands or, you know, pound our hands on the table and stomp our feet like kids. He said, it was amazing how much we had better communication with people in terms of teammates within the meeting. He said, I've never been that intently focused finding out how other people feel. Now, the funny thing was, the other half of the group did not know this was occurring. And they walked out and said, wow, this is really different. People really started to care about us. I think people always cared. Yet if you don't practice empathy, you can't show empathy. If you don't show empathy, we also can be judged and labeled. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn, and more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.